Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday. Lots to talk about. Abdul El-Sayed, Lloyd.
Yes.
Gets it done.
He did it. I mean, by an inch, by an eyelash. But
it was very close.
Yes.
It was very close. And truthfully, I do think that matters. I do think it matters only in the sense that, you know, this wasn't going away. Because it did feel like he had a pretty sizable lead going into Tuesday.
It did, yeah.
And the fact that even with all of that perceived momentum, that the fact that it was by an eyelash, the fact that it was still so close, tells you that I don't know that even those polls that show Mike Rogers up by 2, 3, 4 points are accurate. I was watching MS Now yesterday.
Okay.
And they had a little montage of voters in Michigan.
Okay.
And they were asked, and these were Democratic voters.
Okay.
People who voted Democrat, people who often vote Democrat, liberal folks.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm not voting for Abdul El-Sayed. I'm a liberal, but I'm not a socialist.
Mm.
I'm not somebody who subscribes to that ideology. Kind of like what we've seen from Bill Maher.
Maher, yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
And I think that is a factor here.
Oh, I think it's a huge factor. He's going to have to try to, you know, speak to them between now and November and try to get them to come his way. But many of them are just not going to do that. They're just not.
Abdul El-Sayed spoke yesterday on just in front of the Spirit of Detroit downtown. Here's what he said on Haley Stevens.
Haley brings the best of herself to her work. She is one of the most committed public servants that you'll ever meet. She loves democracy like I love democracy. And whatever differences that we might have had in the primary, they pale in comparison to what unifies us.
Right. Remember when I said that she was corrupt because she was taking AIPAC money and that she doesn't care about the Palestinians and she's beholden to the Israeli government. Remember when I said that?
It's all kumbaya now.
Wonderful public servant. Wonderful politician. Wonderful lady.
Yeah. We're just holding hands and saying kumbaya. We're good.
It does feel like that is a harder gap to close. And it's actually not even just with Haley Stevens folks. I think the Mallory McMorrow folks, too. I mean, at least half of them are kind of feel like they don't belong in the El-Sayed camp either. So all I'm saying is it feels like a bigger gap.
Well, and I just think a lot of Democrats who say, okay, well, I'm going, you know, for El-Sayed now because he's the nominee and everything. It almost feels like it's like, yeah, I'm doing it, but I don't, you know, like it's not real genuine to me. It doesn't feel genuine to when I hear a lot of these Democrats say they're going to go for El-Sayed.
Yeah. And then you've got J.D. Vance weighed in on Abdul El-Sayed winning yesterday in his conversation with Laura Ingraham on Fox News.
How does he fight for the working class? By flooding his state and his country with low-wage immigrants. Of course, those people will drive down the wages of the working class. And he also doesn't want to do anything to protect the Michigan auto industry. He's fought against the Trump tariffs that have saved the Michigan auto industry.
The president also weighing in.
Abdul El-Sayed, lovely gentleman. He's a man of hate. And now he's going around saying, no, I love everybody. He doesn't love everybody. Put him in office. You're going to find out what he loves. He doesn't love Israel. He doesn't love Jewish people. He hates them. He hates them with a passion that burns in his heart.
Oof.
Boy.
So even all the way up to the top of the White House, they are absolutely keeping their eye on this.
Yeah.
And look, I don't know that Abdul El-Sayed hates anyone. I think he does have a specific position.
Oh, absolutely.
Hate? Oh. I don't know about hate.
No, he does have a position, absolutely.
But he does have a very specific position on particularly Israel.
Israel, yes.
Yeah, for certain.
Michigan's cyclosporiasis outbreak continues to grow, with state health officials reporting 12,218 cases yesterday. That's an increase of 710 in one day. The 6% jump is among the outbreak's largest daily increases since it was first detected back in May. At least 193 Michigan patients have been hospitalized. Two people with underlying health conditions have died. Officials are still investigating the source, although the parasite illness has been linked to shredded lettuce. Symptoms typically appear about a week after consuming contaminated food or water and include watery diarrhea, cramping, nausea, appetite loss, and fatigue. You ready for something else, Chris? You ready for one more?
Sure. Throw it into the mix.
Federal health officials investigating a salmonella outbreak linked to jalapenos that have sickened 345 people across 27 states, including here in Michigan. The peppers are supplied by California-based Co-Citrus distributors, sourced from Mexico and served at Chipotle, Qdoba, and other restaurants. 36 people have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. Both Chipotle and Qdoba have removed jalapenos from their menus, and the CDC says there is no continuing risk at either chain. The supplier has agreed to recall as investigators determine whether the peppers were also distributed to grocery stores.
Perfect.
Okay, just wanted, you know, if you just wanted to add one more.
One more thing. Throw a little salmonella onto the mix.
Sure.
On the Iranian front, Donald Trump says the United States has plenty of munitions. More are coming. He also says that the talks with Iran are working out quite well. He told Fox 5 this in Las Vegas after his onstage remarks. The president said, you never know what could happen. It may be, it may not be different from previous rounds of talks, but he says, you know, we're ready to go if the talks fall through, meaning they are willing to take additional military action. He says that the United States is talking to Iran. He said, but they're not ready to take anything off the table, you know, particularly if it comes to gas prices. He says that it's very possible that they take actions that we could see gas prices rise again. I mean, I had to get gas this morning. It was $4.50
gallon of gas. I saw it for $4.39 on my way in.
He said we were all set for the biggest attack since World War II. They called me and said, please don't do it. Let's talk. So there's that. Israel and Lebanon, according to reports, those talks ended early over news leaks. According to the Israeli ambassador, they asked the Americans to stop the talks between Israel, Lebanon, and Rome 3 hours early because the ambassador was frustrated over repeated inaccurate leaks from the Lebanese delegation. So we're playing that game as well on the Israeli-Lebanon front. So all of these things are going on. And again, it feels like we're stuck in mud.
Yeah.
And those tires are just turning, and we're just not gaining any traction. Talks are on, talks are off, military action.
On, then it's off.
Yeah. So that's the latest there, and we continue to watch it very, very closely.
The Detroit Lions have named Richard Haddad as the team's next president, chief executive officer. Haddad, currently chief operating officer of Pistons Sports and Entertainment, will join the Lions in early September and oversee both football and business operations along with Ford Field. During 14 years with the Pistons, Haddad helped lead the franchise's move from Auburn Hills back to Detroit, development of its performance center, and efforts to bring a WNBA team back to the city. Haddad will succeed retiring president Rod Wood, who will remain temporarily to assist with the transition.
Tigers lose to the Mariners last night, 4-2. The rubber match of that series is today, 4:10, first pitch out in Seattle. Did you see Casey Mize, Jason, yesterday?
I did, yes.
He got rocked around.
Boy, you didn't.
And
Jason's just like, yeah.
Well, talk about hitting the reset button, you know.
Yeah.
And Scooble walked two.
Yes.
In his start with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, who wants that guy?
You know, what a bum. Troy Melton pitched better than he did.
You guys are horrible.
Yeah.
Five Things First Thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.